Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Wednesday, August 30th, One Take Wednesday. We're in the book of Matthew today and in Psalm 4. In the book of Matthew, we are in the part where Jesus and his family flee to Egypt and then come back to the land of Galilee. And in Psalm 4 today, we will read a psalm that rejoices in God's protection and peace. And so as we open God's Word, the New American Standard Version, we ask, Lord, that you would open our hearts to receive that which you have for us today in your Word. The title in my Bible says, The Flight to Egypt, starting in Matthew chapter 2, verse 13. Now when they had gone, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, Get up, take the child and his mother and flee to Egypt, and remain there until I tell you, for Herod is going to search for the child to destroy him. So Joseph got up and took the child and his mother while it was still night and left for Egypt. He remained there until the death of Herod. This was to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. Out of Egypt I have called my son. Then when Herod saw that he had been tricked by the Magi, he became very enraged and sent and slew all the male children who were in Bethlehem and all its vicinity from 2 years old and under, according to the time which he had determined from the Magi. Then what had been spoken through Jeremiah the prophet was fulfilled. A voice was heard in Ramah, weeping and great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children, and she refused to be comforted because they were no more. But when Herod died, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt and said, Get up, take the child and his mother, and go into the land of Israel, for those who sought the child's life are dead. So Joseph got up, took the child and his mother, and came into the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was reigning over Judea, the place in place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. Then, after being warned by God in a dream, he left for the region of Galilee and came to live in a city called Nazareth. This was to fulfill what was spoken through the prophets. He shall be called a Nazarene. Before we move on to the Psalms, I just want to point out that there's so much prophecy being fulfilled in Jesus' life. Here we see kind of the archetype of, remember Moses and his people being called out of Egypt? And now the true King Jesus is being called out of Egypt. He went there as they fled from Herod, and now he's being called out of Egypt back into the land of Judea, and they settled in Nazareth. All right, let's move on to Psalm 4. In my study Bible, I have the theme and the author listed. The theme, as I mentioned earlier, is rejoicing in God's protection and peace. It says we can place our confidence in God because he will listen when we call on him. And that is such a great reminder that our Lord is not aloof. He is not asleep. He is not someone who does not care or isn't listening, but he is attentive to our cries. The author is David. Psalm 4, starting in verse 1. Answer me when I call, O God of my righteousness. You have relieved me in my distress. Be gracious to me and hear my prayer. O sons of men, how long will my honor become a reproach? How long will you love what is worthless and aim at deception? But know that the Lord has set apart the godly man for himself. The Lord hears when I call to him. Tremble and do not sin. Meditate in your heart upon your bed and be still. Offer the sacrifices of righteousness and trust in the Lord. Many are saying, who will show us any good? Lift up the light of your countenance upon us, O Lord. You have put gladness in my heart, more than when their grain and new wine abound. In peace I both lie down and sleep, for you alone, O Lord, make me to dwell in safety. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. I'm loving getting back into this rhythm of reading Matthew and the Psalms. I didn't remember this psalm very much, but I'm encouraged by it that God hears our prayers, it says, and that the Lord has set apart the godly for himself. So I'm praying today that he will set us apart, that he will hear our prayers, and that he will give sleep to us, that we might lie down in peace and dwell in safety. Will you pray with me? Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for the reminders of how you protected Jesus, our Lord, and you directed Joseph. We pray for that same direction, Lord, that you would help us to know the ways in which you have us to live. We thank you for the reminders in the psalm that you reign and that you provide. We ask, Lord, for your provision in the lives of those whom we love. We ask for your healing. We ask that you give them rest. We ask, Lord, that you would hear our prayers. Ultimately, Lord, we want your will in our lives and the lives of others. Help us to be like Jesus and to seek you first in your kingdom and its righteousness. Thank you, Lord, that we can have confidence in you, that you listen to those who call upon you. We pray all of this in the strong name of Jesus, our Lord, the great shepherd of the sheep. Amen.